Now, English sundew, prairie turnip, silver bladder pod, they're not household names here in Wisconsin, but they're a big deal when you find them. They are rare Wisconsin plants, and tracking their presence here in the state is done in part by volunteers working with the state's Department of Natural Resources. The DNR's Rare Plant Monitoring Program recently released its 2019 report that included discovering 59 populations of rare plants in new locations. English sundew, actually an insect-eating plant, was spotted in Ashland County by volunteers for the first time in 40 years, and it's got the Central Time staff really curious. Kevin Doyle coordinates the Rare Plant Monitoring Program for the DNR, where he's a natural heritage conservation botanist. Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us what it means to be a rare plant here in Wisconsin that you and the volunteers are seeking.
We've got about 322 rare plants, to be exact. So these are species that are listed as endangered, threatened, or special concern. And they can be rare for a number of reasons. So some are rare because they're found at the edge of their range here in Wisconsin. So they're species that maybe are found more commonly in Canada or more commonly found in the southern United States, and they just barely sneak into the state. Others are limited to a really unique habitat. Maybe that's a cool, moist cliff or a calcareous fen, like a springy wetland, these things that we just don't have a lot of, and they have these really unique requirements. And then, of course, there's other ones that were probably much more widely distributed across the state, but their habitat has been completely decimated. So things that prairie plants that are found on really rich soil have primarily been converted to agricultural land. Other wetlands have been drained, swamps have been logged, et cetera, et cetera. So plants can be rare for a number of reasons. So of the 322 that we are interested in Wisconsin, it kind of encapsulates a lot of that diversity.
And tell us how the Rare Plant Monitoring Program works. How do you at the DNR and this group of volunteers go and seek these guys out?
So every spring we have training sessions around the state, and that's where we meet with people who are interested in the program, talk about why we care about rare plants, what the data is used for. Then there's like field skills, how to use a GPS, how to read a map, and then the kind of survey protocols, how to collect data and what data to collect. And then we send people out to these known populations. So our program within the DNR maintains a database of all the rare plants and animals that have ever been observed across the state. So if we're just looking at plants, there's over 5,000 of these populations of these 322 species that have ever been observed across the state. And so, of course, 5,000 populations is way more than just me as the DNR botanist can visit with any regularity. So we realized we needed to collaborate with volunteers, other people out there that are going just on their own time or hiking around and visiting these areas. And so we kind of equipped them with maps and any other data that will help them on their survey. Then they go out, visit the site, see if they can find the plants. If they can, collect some data and then submit it to us.
Let's zoom in on one of these plants that caught our eye here, the Ashland County rare carnivore, the English sundew. Tell us about it and its rediscovery in the county.
So English sundew is a state-threatened plant. There's only about 5 populations have ever been observed in Wisconsin all around Lake Superior, these coastal wetlands around Lake Superior. Where you might see pitcher plants, which is another carnivorous plant, a lot of moss, a lot of cranberries and things like that, spruce, these kind of boggy wetlands. So only 5 populations have ever been found in the state, and of those, only 2 have been seen in the last 40 years. So there's three of the 5 populations haven't been seen in like 100 years, and those populations we have very poor locational information on those. They might say collected in 1897 from the Lake Superior area. So we really, aren't going to be able to find that one. But So two of these populations were seen relatively recently in the last 40 years, but that's still a long time and more than enough time for that habitat to change dramatically and for these populations to disappear. So last year we had a volunteer named Don Evans. Him and his wife were kayaking around Lake Superior, and they were kind of kayaking, paddling around this wetland, and they noticed on this log there were some interesting plants, and so they snapped some pictures, and they emailed me the pictures and said, "Hey, Kevin, we were out and about, we found this plant, thought it was kind of interesting. It looks like a sundew. What do you think?" And when I saw it, so we have four sundew species in the state. Two are rare and two are relatively common. And when I saw it, I knew it was one of the rare ones, but from the pictures, I couldn't tell exactly which one it was. And so a colleague of mine, suggested that we contact a person we know up at Northing College, Sarah Johnson, because she does a lot of work in the area and she's a good botanist. And so we said, "Hey, Sarah, if you have time, could you check out this site? We think there's a rare, we're pretty confident it's a rare sundew, but maybe you could go out there and confirm it for us." And sure enough, she went out with some students. They found the location and confirmed the idea of this English sundew. So it was a pretty amazing find. Again, this is the first time the species, this population in particular, has been seen in 40 years. So we really had no idea if it was around or not. And so it was great news, and it was an example of Don and his wife, if they weren't involved in this program, they would have made this observation and just kind of kept the pictures to themselves and thought, like, it's kind of an interesting plant. But the fact that they were tied in to the Rare Plant Monitoring Program, they had a place to send their data. So it really worked out pretty well.
There's a great picture of the English sundew on the DNR news site. In our last 30 seconds or so, Kevin, if people wanted to get involved, I know the training's probably already been done for 2020, but if they want to get involved in the future, are you looking for more volunteers?
Yeah, every year, like I said before, we have four training sessions around the state. So the best way to get involved is to, well, you have to participate in those trainings, but the best way to stay up to date on when the trainings happen is to sign up for the Natural Heritage Conservation newsletter. And you'll get announcements about the program, but when the trainings are announced, which is usually January or February, you'll get an email about it and you can sign up at that time.
Kevin, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Kevin Doyle is a DNR Natural Heritage Conservation Botanist. He talked to us today about some discoveries from the 2019 Rare Plant Monitoring Program report, including finding the insect-eating English sundew in Ashland County for the first time in 40 years.